Jim Courtney woke slowly in the semi-darkness before sunrise and stretched voluptuously on the Cardell bed. Then instinctively he reached for Louisa. She was still asleep, but she rolled over and threw an arm across his chest. She mumbled something that might have been either an endearment or a protest at being awakened. Jim grinned and held her closer, then opened his eyes fully and started up. "Where in God's name do you think you've been?" he roared. Louisa shot bolt upright beside him, and they both stared at the two tiny figures perched on the foot of the bed, like sparrows on a fence-pole. Buckart laughed merrily. It was so good to be back and have Samoya bellowing at him again. "I saw you and Welanga from afar," he greeted them. Jim's expression softened. "I thought the lions had got you. I rode after you, but I lost your spoor in the hills." "I have been able to teach you nothing about following tracks," Buckart shook his head sadly. Both Jim and Louisa turned their attention to his companion. "Who's this?" Jim demanded. "This is Letty, and she is my woman," Buckart told them. Letty heard her name mentioned and broke into a sunny golden smile. "She is very beautiful and so tall," said Louisa. Since leaving the colony, she had learned to speak the patois fluently. She knew all the expressions of San courtesy. "No, Welanga," Buckart contradicted her. "She is truly very small. For my sake, it is best that Letty is not encouraged to believe that she is tall. Where might such a notion lead us?" "Is she not at least beautiful?" Louisa insisted. Buckart looked at his woman and nodded solemnly. "Yes, she is as beautiful as a sunbird. I dread the day she looks into a mirror for the first time and discovers just how beautiful she is. That day might mark the beginning of my woes." At that, Letty piped up in her sweet treble. "What does she say?" Louisa demanded. "She says she has never seen such hair or skin as yours. She wants to know if you are a ghost." "But enough of woman's talk," Buckart turned to Jim. "Samoya, a strange and terrible thing has happened." "What is it?" Jim became deadly serious. "Our enemies are here. They have found us out." "Tell me," Jim ordered. "We have many enemies. Which ones are these?"
"Kia,"
Buckart answered. "Kia stalked Letty and me. He tried to kill us."
"Kia?"
Jim looked grave. "Kaiser and Kurtz's hunting dog? Is it possible? We have come 3,000 leagues since we last laid eyes on him. Could he have followed us that far?"
"He has followed us, and we can be sure that he has led Kaiser and Kurtz to us."
"Have you seen them, those two Dutchmen?"
"No, Samoya, but they cannot be far off. Kia would never come so far if he were alone."
"Where is Kia now?"
"He is dead, Samoya. I killed him."
Jim blinked with surprise, then said in English, "So he will not be answering any questions, then?" Then he reverted to the patois. "Take your beautiful little woman with you, and let Welanga and me dress without the benefit of your eyes upon us. I will talk to you again as soon as I have my breeches on." Buckart was waiting by the campfire when Jim emerged from his wagon a few minutes later. Jim called him, and they walked away into the forest where no one would overhear them. "Tell me everything that happened," Jim ordered. "Where and when did Kia attack you?" He listened intently to Buckart's account. By the time the little man had finished, Jim's complacency had been shaken.
"Buckart, if Kaiser's men are after us, you must find them. Can you backtrack Zia and find where he came from?"
"That I know already. Yesterday, while Letty and I were on our way back to you, I came upon Kia's old spoor. He had been following me for days, ever since I left the wagons to follow a honey guide I found."
"Before that?" Jim demanded. "Where did he come from before he began to follow you?"
"That way."
Buckart pointed back at the escarpment, which was now only a faint, hazy line against the sky. "He came along our wagon tracks, as though he had been shadowing us all the way from the Kharip River."
"Go back," Jim ordered. "Find out if Kaiser and Kurtz were with him. If they were, I want to know where they are now."